Time Warner Audiobooks presents Light on Snow, written by Anita Shreve and read by Allison Silverman. For John's girls, Whitney, Allie, and Molly.
Beyond the window of my father's shop, midwinter light skims the snow. My father stands, straightening his back. "How was school?" he asks. "Good," I say. He puts his sander down and reaches for his jacket on a hook. I run my hand along the surface of the table. The wood is floury with dust, but satin underneath. "You ready?" he asks. "I'm ready," I say. My father and I leave his workshop in the barn and walk out into the cold. The air, dry and still, hurts my nose as I breathe. We lace up our snowshoes and bang them hard against the crust. A rust color is on the bark, and the sun is making purple shadows behind the trees. From time to time, the light sends up a sheen of pocked glass. We move at a good clip, dodging pine boughs, occasionally catching a shower on the back of the neck. My father says, "I feel like a dog let out to exercise at the end of the day." The stillness of the forest is always a surprise, as if an audience had quieted for a performance. Beneath the hush, I can hear the rustle of dead leaves, the snap of a twig, a brook running under a skim of ice. Beyond the woods, there's the hollow road whine of a truck on Route 89, the drone of a plane headed into Lebanon. We follow a path that is familiar, that will end at a stone wall near the summit. The wall, square on three sides, once bordered a farmer's property. The house and barn are gone, and only the foundation.